What about the combination of ibrutinib and venetoclax? I know that's being studied. Is that something you think that's going to come into practice?
So this is definitely being studied. And in fact, Jeff Jones piloted a three-way combination of ibrutinib, venetoclax, and obinutuzumab initially in the relapse setting. And then his colleagues at OSU have now moved it into the upfront setting. We have a very similar trial with an alternative BTK inhibitor, again in the upfront setting, because the belief is that in the upfront setting, we have a more tractable situation. And the concept that patients need to be on treatment forever after a diagnosis and initiation of treatment for CLL is just very difficult for a lot of patients. There is a lot of acceptance in the community of the RESONATE-2 data, which was in the upfront untreated patients. But personally, I don't like this approach. I think that we can get pretty good durability out of chemoimmunotherapy in most patients, whether it's the frail patient with obinutuzumab and chlorambucil, or the less frail patient with bendamustine or rituximab, or with the truly fit patient with FCR. We can get some real durability of response and not straddle patients with long-term toxicity. I mean, if these drugs truly had no side effects whatsoever, it would be a different story. But even in RESONATE-2, in the upfront setting, 20% of patients were off drug at 2 years. So we're seeing the same intolerance in the upfront setting as in the relapse setting. So there's a lot of excitement about trying to use combinations that will achieve deeper remissions and allow us to discontinue therapy.
So in terms of this possibility of launching a patient into an unmaintained remission using chemoimmunotherapy, how old, I mean, I know age is just a number, but is there an age at which you generally start ibrutinib first line, patients 80, 85, 90, for example?
Well, I've actually in my practice only started one patient on upfront ibrutinib. The patient was 84, had a concurrent renal oncocytoma that was very large, resulting in some renal insufficiency. And his performance status when we started was quite poor. So I gave him upfront ibrutinib. But I've treated 85-plus-year-old patients with the combination of obinutuzumab and chlorambucil. It's a highly effective combination. Yes, the median response duration for that combination is only about 2.5 to 3 years. However, these patients are really quite elderly, and for 6 months of treatment, they're getting 2 to 3 years of remission without any sort of maintenance. And that's 2 to 3 years of not having to take a drug every day.